Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Firstly, I'm very thankful for the committee of the ASSA for organizing this meeting. So I have the chance to share our research about the analysis of the photosynthetic trait in the maize to share with you. I represent my team lead, Dr. Fan Xinming, to deliver this presentation. And my name is Liu Li. I come from the Institute of Food Crops of Yunnan Academy of Agriculture Science and China. And firstly, I well made the introduction about the background. Maize is a staple food for the people living in the less developing areas of the many countries and serve as a feed source for the animal and the husbandry. And like for in my hometown and many farmers, they take the steam maize as the main food in the each life. They take the steam rice for the breakfast and from the dinner as well, like this picture. And they are very important for the African people as well. So the green yield is the major objective of maize breeding program. And the plant photosynthesis is a key process that intercepts sunlight and converts the solar energy into the biological energy. So understanding the basic phenocenetic characteristic of the maize inbred under the cross is very important for getting the high green yield. And the lighter compensation point, and this is abbreviation as the LCP. In the following context, I will use the LCP to represent this word. And the lighter saturation point, abbreviated as the LSP, and the apparent content term efficiency, abbreviated to the AQE, and the maximum of the photosynthesis. Abbreviation to the Pmax of maize plant are the four key traits. All these traits affected the efficiency of the plant to use the sunlight. Generally, the LCP reflects the ability to use the wavelength, and the LSP represents the important indicator of the plant to the capability of a plant to utilize sunlight, and the AQE reflects the efficiency of the photosynthetic system to use as the solar energy. And the maximum capacity of the plant to utilize the sunlight at the LSP is, we call it as the Pmax. And the protein content is generally related as the LSP, LCP, and the AQE, and the Pmax in maize. According to the water stress trial data, then showed that the protein content in the maize might be related with the resistance to the drought stress, which is coordinated with the osmotic adjustment. In the maize, carbon for plant, and the pivot root, carbon chelasmase, this is abbreviated as the PEPC, and the rebuild loose biophosphate, carbonlax, abbreviated as the RUBPC, are the two key enzymes that influence the photosynthetic rate. And the PEPC is involved in an initial step of the fix the carbon dioxide from the atmosphere during the carbon for photosynthesis. And the PEPC as activity might be related with the protein content in the maize. Under the IUBPC, the another enzyme is might be a limited factor in the maize phenocytosis. So all these traits are very important. Very important in the phenocytosis process in a plant. And the combined ability analysis are widely used in the maize breeding program to generate the genetic information. And the information is very important for the genetic diversity evaluation, inbred selection, and the classification of the heterozygous groups, and for estimation of the heterozygous, and the very important for the hybrid development. In this process, and the dial mating method developed by the Griffling are very common used in this analysis. Because the information on the general combining ability and the specified combining ability is very important in the inbred selection for the hybrid maize breeding program. However, at the present, there is only very limited information available on the GCA and the SCA effects of the physiological traits such as LSP, LCP, LQE, and P-plex, and the key enzyme of the PEPC and the IUBPC. Especially the information on the combined ability of the above traits in the maize lines is lacking. So this objective of our research is firstly is to evaluate the GCA, SCA, and the maternal effects of the selected maize inbred lines for the key physiological traits, including the LSP, LCP, AQE, and the PMAX. That all these are related with the capability to use the sunlight. And the second objective is to demand the difference found among the maize inbred tests from the different heterozygous groups. And the last objective of this study is to get the information. This information should be very important, should be useful to facilitate the maize breeding activities to improve the physiological traits for the with the aim of the high yield. And so the sixth genotype was used in our study. And this sixth genotype is belong to the three hetero groups. Two of them belong to the SU1-1, and the second one is belong to the non-read, and the last one is belong to the read heterozygous groups. And the first two is belong to the tropical germplasm, but the last four is belong to the temperate germplasm. And in total, 30 cross made among the six maize. Maize at the Kaiyuan and the Jinghong. These two locations is located in the Yunnan province in China. And we select the 100 uniform seeds from from each of the 30 crossed, and the six parental lines were used for the photosynthetic measurements. And we control the soil culture and the growing conditions of the settlings. And we control the nitrogen, the nutrients. And we select the uniform seeds for the germinated. Then after the germinated, we planted into the greenhouse, and we control the temperature and the humidity. And we use LI 6400 photosynthetic system to measure the photosynthetic traits and we design the light intensity at the different level, and we according to the legal manual to measure all the photosynthetic trees. And we use the aronize and the lily and the walk method to measure the PEP activity and the IUBPC activities. And for the statistics analysis, we use the SAS-Genuria-Lean model, the GLM model produced to use as described below, and the Daniel model developed by the Zhang and Kang and Zhang was this model was used to analyze the GCSARE receptacle effect and the maternal effect and the non-maternal effects. And the dialogue analysis was carried out according to the Zhang's method. And the next part is the result. And firstly, we use the ANOVA analysis for the five physiological traits and the 2K enzyme. From this table, then we can see that except the LSP, all the other physiological traits, including the LCP, AQE, Pmax and the protein PPC, IUBPC have significant effect for all the items. And from this table, we can see that there is the variation is existed in all these traits. And the classify the intra effect to the general combined ability, specific combined ability, and the receptacle effect. And we separate the receptacle effect to the maternal effect and the maternal effect. And then we analyze the GCA effect on the LSP, LCP, Pplex, and the protein content, and the PPC, and the IUBPC. From this table, then we can see, for example, like the KI-15, it has the high positive PPC effect. That means this line is good for the in the maize breeding program. We can use it. This is a good line for improve the PPC. Traits. And however, like this one is the negative. Our object is we want to improve the LSAP, we should avoid to use the Y1218, like the inbred lines. And then we analyze the specific combined ability effect on the LCP, Pmax protein, and the IUBPC. Then from this table, we can see that generally, this too is the tropical maize. The tropical maize, when they cross with the temperate germ plasm, then the specific combined ability is high. So generally, we think that the good heterozygous existent between the tropical germ plasm and the temperate germ plasm. The result is consistent with the before research on the about the yield. And then we analyze the maternal effect on the LCP, Pmax and the protein and the IUBPC. From this one, you can see like the KI-15, the protein and the IUBPC exists the high positive effect. Means when we select the our objective is we want to get the high protein content and the high IUBPC, then we should use the KI-15 as the female when we make the cross. And as well, we can, we find there are some, non-maternal effects on the LCP, AQEP, plex protein, and, PPC and RUBPC. Especially for the, LCP, when we do the, the cross, we should concentrate the effect of the non-maternal effects. But this effect is the one, when we, do the crosses afterwards, we cannot measure. We cannot know the non-maternal effect is exist or not exist. So this is another effect to another effect when we choose the, this kind of the treat. And before this research, we do do many successes for the in the breeding program. In our breeding experience, we found like the KR15 and YM146. These two lines with has the high heterozygosis for the yield. But when we statistics to say for the meaning of the LSP, LCP, and the protein PPC and the RUBP, but it has a lower. Have the lower meaning. So this result is conflicted with what we expect. So then we want to find what's the reason. So we analyze the different meaning. Firstly, we separate the parental and the hybrid and to evaluate the meaning. Then we get some figure like this one. And from this one, we can see for the PPLEX and the LSP, three different heterozygosis, and the PPLEX is different among the different inbred. This looks is conflicted as well, and for the LSP looks the same. But for the PPC and for the G-protein, in the SWAN1 is the average is generally is consistent, and for the protein, the mean ratio is as well. And carefully to see the result, then we found that the PPC might be one reason of the why this hetero group is different from the non-read and the read group is the one reason for this SU1-1 is different from the other one reason, and because this is the SU1-1 is the new hetero group is provided by us. Then we want to find something to support this point. So and we found that maybe this PPC and the protein is one reason for classified this two the SU1-1 group is different from the another two group. Oh, okay. And from the research, then we can get the following conclusion. The first is the additional gene effects were more important than the non-addictive effects for the LSP, LCP, PMAX, and protein, and PPC, and RUBPC. And the second one is the maternal effect by the LCP protein and the RUBPC were significant and positive for some lines which could be used as the female parents in the hybrid development. And the RUBPC, PPC, and the protein might be the key traits that makes the heterotic group of the SU1-1 different from the read and the non-read groups. And the last one is the RUBPC, PPC, and the protein should be employed in the future hybrid maize breeding program. Then last, I want to say thanks to the Dr. Zhang Yidong helped many help us for the data analysis. And I want to thank the Dr. MS Kang helped give us many constructing suggestions for the review of our manuscript. And I want to say thanks for the Cai Qingsheng. She is give us many helps for the phase photosynthetic trees measurements, and I like at last I want to say all the staff of my team, and thank you. This I come from this place, and this is a very good good place. So welcome to visit Yunnan, and to and the farmers need your help, and you can see the good view as well. Thank you.